Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. We're glad you're with us here tonight on the air live with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here each and every night. And I want to remind everybody the call in number is 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm happy about that. I want to be of service.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want to mention to everyone, we have a Monday and a Wednesday night show coming up for the month of August. If you need more information about that, you can go to www.drpatallen.com and find out about it. Very exciting. So, Dr. Allen, what have you been up to? What mysteries of the earth have you solved and the universe?
I have been enjoying my life. Went to see a wonderful animated Japanese movie about the Fisher King wound. I don't know. It's the name of it is Marques or something, but it was so beautiful. And I've enjoyed my rehab center work at Hotel California, which is for predominantly young people. I love that. And I like my practice. I like what I've created, and I'm enjoying, you know, what I get out of it, which is a great deal of happiness.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's a really beautiful thing. I think we have a caller on board.
Well, let's go see. For the caller. That's what we're here for.
Sorry.
Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
I actually didn't mean to call in. I just wanted to do it. To hear the program. I'm sorry. I'm getting off. I'm not ready to be on radio.
Okay, caller. Well, welcome anyway. We're glad you'll be listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Again, our call-in number 323-203-0815. And we had a shy caller. We hope that she will call back at one point. We're glad she tuned in and she's listening, though, nonetheless. I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold.
She found a way to get on the air. That was good.
She did. Dr. Allen, tell me what's going on with your classes from last weekend.
Well, I'm doing want training. That's one. And this Saturday, I'm doing three couples that are coming in to learn while I work with other people. There's, like I said, it's small enough to be homey and complicated enough to watch other people and be watched and listened to, which I think is wonderful. So that's it. And we're going to be doing addictions, and we're going to be doing balancing your energy between your yin and yang. I have eight classes that I like doing.
Well, people are wanting it, and I'm going to mention to everybody, if you're interested in having more information about these wonderful seminar classes that Dr. Allen does, you can sign up or look up information at oneisor.com, or you can always send an email at info@drpatallen.com. Where Sue Wagner can answer all your questions and tell you about what's upcoming and what the classes are like, or you can sign up through Sue. both easy and spectacular ways to find out more. But I would also like to remind everybody that Dr. Pat Allen does live phone consultations, interactions for dreams and couples and the want tools. Oh, we've got a caller online. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Allen live.
I'm doing right now, which I have to do, which is to change my earphone on my hearing aid.
Oh, okay. We've got a caller on, Dr. Allen. So how long do you need?
What is that?
We have a caller on the line. She's live with us, going to ask a question here in a minute. We'll give you a second. Mm-hmm. Caller, so how are you doing today while we're waiting for Dr. Allen?
I'm doing very well. I'm excited to talk to Dr. Allen.
It started to fade on me. So what I want to do is, would you, Kelly, market what I'm doing until I get this hearing aid in my ear?
All right, you do that, and caller and I will chit-chat a minute. Anyway, what I was saying was, we've got some really terrific classes coming up. Sue's been able to add a few dates here and there, so if you've got any questions about those dates, you can check on the wanteyesore.com website. Also, Culver City for the first Monday of August, Orange County Orange County is going to go on in August. I believe Sue said we were back for August in Orange County. It would be the first Wednesday of the month. And that's what's going on in Dr. Pat Allen's orbit. There. She's just about there, caller.
No problem.
Well, we have these little technical. It's live radio, so you know, not everything goes perfectly.
Hello,
there she is. Hi, Dr. Allen. We have a caller on who has a question.
My family has hearing issues. And so everybody eventually is on hearing aids. And I love my hearing aids, but that one just died right in the middle of the show. Anyway, I'm back and I'm ready to go to work.
All right. Our caller's on. She has a question.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you for being available. Hi. I do have a question about my next step. I met a guy
recently. He met you.
He met me.
Okay, so you were the girl. Mm-hmm. He was the guy.
Yes. Yes, I was trying very hard.
No problem with guys being girls or girls being guys. Mm-hmm. It's, you got to know, do I want to be cherished or do I want to be respected by this person? Each person in your life, you can decide what you want to be cherished or respected by your language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's interesting for each person. Yeah. Well, I really want to be cherished. I'm not good at it yet, but your book has helped me begin. And
good. My new book, my new book, it's Man's World, Woman's Universe.
I haven't read it.
I think it's good because it's a synopsis of my theory, and it goes into the tools and how loving they are and what they are built to do. So that's part of it. And it's got a whole section on the East and the West loving each other. So I made my statement about love in that particular book, but every other one is partial to that too. So
I will look that up. I will get that. I really am so grateful that I have stumbled on your work. I really am. It's helped me a lot. But
good.
I need all the help I can get.
The greatest compliment I ever got was when one of my four daughters said to another one of my four daughters, read mom's book even if she wrote them. You know, mothers and daughters often have a bit of a competitive problem, you know. So I thought that was a great, great stroke.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right.
Well,
so,
So
what else can I do for you?
Well, he met me and I was attracted to him and liked a lot of things about him, but felt nervous.
Well, that's
I didn't
okay.
know.
Call shy.
Well, I was feeling nervous about whether he would cherish my feelings. I wasn't getting a lot of signals that he would. And so I was scared about that. And we flirted and definitely we're both interested in each other, but he hasn't asked me on a date. We've done stuff in groups, but I did voice my fears to him that I was not specifically, but I told him I was a little nervous about some things about him. And
Did you get permission to do it?
No.
You just dumped on him?
Yeah, I did. And it was a vote of no confidence. And I did. Yeah. And I didn't realize
until much later.
No.
Okay. I strongly recommend when you want to teach him, preach to him, bitch at him, or question him, make an appointment. That's one of my tools in my doctoral androgynous semantic realignment. And it sounds like this. You know, I'm really enjoying this date, but I want to share some feelings I have so that you know, the source of what I'm doing. Is it convenient for you to take a few minutes to listen to that?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. Yes.
And by doing that, you're being human. Because he can empathize or he can be turned off. It can be a positive thing or a negative thing, but at least he will make the choice.
Right. Yes, more respectful.
So how did he respond to your declaration of scared?
He didn't have a huge response. I don't think he felt very good. But we moved on, and he didn't respond much to it. And
well, there's a message there because he's not your father. He's not your therapist. He's just your date.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Is you were turning him into someone he wasn't.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And
no,
have you heard from him again?
Well, I did one time, and then I haven't heard from him since. And
but he did
I'm
call
wondering
you
if
after that date?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did he ask you out or did he not?
In a group. Yes, he did. Yeah.
Okay. And
he
how
was
long ago
very
was
friendly.
That?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks. So he's got 5 more weeks. Of rumination, feel, think, do I want her or not? Do I not want her? He's got 5 more weeks, scientifically, to think and feel his way into a decision as to whether he wants to see you again.
Yeah.
So he's not gone yet.
Well, I was thinking about that, and that was helpful to read, that it just, you know, I helped me respect his process and also if he ends up saying no, but I wondered if I should let him know I regret saying those things.
That would be you once again not making an appointment. You have to make another appointment.
See,
you're asking for attention that comes far more in the context of father, daughter, or older brother, or therapist, or minister. Do you understand?
Have you ever been on a date
where a man talked about his ex-wife, ex-girlfriend?
Did you like that? No. Mm-mm.
Because why yes, didn't you like that?
You.
He turned you into his mother, mm-hmm. his therapist.
Yeah. I see. And if I reach out to him to ask him for permission to tell him, like to ask him if it's okay if I talk to him, is that...
You've already made your mark. He can't say no, or he's not empathetic. If he says yes, he's become your therapist, your minister, your rabbi, your...
So are you saying I can't make an appointment at all at this point while he's ruminating?
No, you know why?
Why?
You're not in a committed relationship.
No,
we're
not.
You're just getting to know each other.
Right, okay. And that makes all the difference? Because he doesn't owe me anything yet?
What do you mean? He doesn't owe you anything ever.
Well, not even in... Well, no, that's... Okay, all right. But then why does it make a difference if we're in or not in a committed relationship?
Because you've gone to the place where he says, I saw you're still on the website. I want you to stop dating other men. I'm not dating other women. I want us to be in a committed relationship.
Are you saying that I just have to wait if I want to?
Do you know the three words that indicate femininity for a woman or a man? Passivity. You're not the leader. Patience.
So if,
and vulnerability to his leadership.
What about the high buy letter?
A high buy letter. You can write a high buy letter, but you can't give it to him till 8 weeks of no contact.
Okay.
So you have the right to write it, but I want you to understand, when you're dating a man and you want to be cherished, you've got to respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Which
mm-hmm.
means you've got to support him as a leader. And he says, I want to see you. You know, does that sound like fun? How did he get you to go on a date?
He invited me.
And how did he say it?
He said, would you like to come join me on my boat?
Now, would you like to come on my boat? That's asking you what you would like. If he were my client, I would say, for him to say, I really want to show you my boat. How do you feel about coming out on my boat? See, I'm going to give my example. We have an organ, a little organ in our left hemisphere in the brain that's called the Broca, B-R-O-C-A. It's also called the area of language. It's where our brain puts sound and words together into an understandable statement. So, let me give you an example. Somebody says to you, I sure would like to buy your car. I saw the sign on it. Mm-hmm. And another person said, I want to buy your car. Who's going for it?
I want.
That's right. When you said, when he said to you, do you want to go and see my boat?
Yeah.
This is what's affecting men today. They believe that we women want to be respected more than cherished. And that would be where you get put in a position of leadership. But women who are women want to be cherished.
Yeah.
But if for a man to be respected, he's got to know what he wants.
Yeah.
I want you to come and see my boat. How do you feel about doing that? You see?
Yeah. So, that's interesting.
These are my suggestions for you dating people.
Okay.
Do you want a summary of the five tools for my doctoral androgynous semantic realignment?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm putting it out here right now. Ladies, if you want to be cherished more than respected by a man, please don't ask him how he feels and what you can do to help him feel good. Unless he's puking or bleeding, don't mother him. So that's when you ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, his suggestion, and what you can do to help him do it. But he's got to ask for it. The second tool is when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, you have to make an appointment with him. You see?
Yeah.
For his comfort, for him. He will feel cherished when he's respected. When you cherish him, unless he wants to be cherished, it will feel like you disrespect him and must mother him.
Yeah, what I fall into.
Was your mom masculine or feminine?
Yes, masculine.
What?
He was masculine.
And was your father masculine or feminine?
Well, I think he was masculine too.
Did they stay together?
Yeah. It's been hard.
Okay. So you're saying your mom and dad were both masculine. Did they fight?
Yeah, not in front of us, but they did.
Could you feel the energy?
I think I was pretty unaware of it until I was older. And then I could.
Okay.
I felt the lack more than anything.
Lack of what?
Yeah. Unity and tension. Yeah. My mother was unhappy. And I think my father felt lonely. I think they both did.
Okay. So they needed these lessons. Do you understand
that?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the second tool is make an appointment when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him. The third tool, when he irritates you, what you say to him is, you have every right to say that or think that or do that, but I'm uncomfortable with it. So do you want to know how I'd feel better or not?
So no. Respectful of him.
Yeah. So get your hand up in the air. Follow this pledge. I promise.
I promise.
I promise.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I like.
To respect the men I like.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
I could do it better.
Or could do it better.
Or I want him to father me.
Or I want him to father me.
You see? And the next tool, the fourth tool is, you're seeing his body language. And you show it, it's showing you that you're not comfortable. That's when you would say, I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, or your gesturing, that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes or no? You flush the nonverbal to the verbal level where it can be negotiated. And the last
tool. That's very
helpful.
Yes.
And the last tool is you can't remember my name or the tools, but you want him to father you. You want him to cherish you. And you signal him by putting a, you know, when a referee is calling for stop something, he gives a sign, he puts his hand in the one hand on top of another. Okay. That's your signal to him that you're uncomfortable. You see?
I'm not sure and I do. Then, when I'm feeling like I want to be cherished, I do that signal to him.
After you're in a committed relationship, when he says, stop dating other people, I want you for myself. Otherwise, your job is give him 3 dates where he can demonstrate cherishing. I want you to come and see my boat. How do you feel about that? You see?
Yeah.
What you were doing is saying, I don't feel very safe. I don't feel safe. What you're asking him is to be a therapist or a daddy.
Yeah.
And that is too much pressure too early.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, your gesture, that you're upset about something. You're flushing something to the surface to be negotiated because you and he are in a relationship.
Right.
If he's doing something you don't like, you tell him you have every right to do that, you have every right to say that, but I'm uncomfortable. So unless you stop, I have to go home. Okay.
Okay.
So what?
I don't understand the last one you said about the referee signal. I didn't understand that.
The referee signal is timeout. Timeout. Putting your one hand on top of your other hand. But I don't want you doing that. I don't want you doing that until you're in a relationship. When you're on a date. You're doing something immoral, unethical, or illegal, you say, you have every right to want casual sex. You have every right to do that, but I'm not comfortable and I've got to go home unless you stop.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So good luck. And when you date a man, date him. Don't become his client, his child, his mommy, his daughter, until you're his woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have work to do, but that's my goal. I will try very hard.
Go to work. Go to work.
Awesome. Right. Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've got some more calls waiting, Dr. Allen. I'm going to have
Let's go for it.
Switchboard. We're over.
That one is a major one.
Oh, yeah, that was great because you got those tools in. Those are so important, and we got to see how they work.
Okay. Hello, people.
Hi, caller. Hello. You're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I am in a relationship with a man, and I've got my promise ring. And I've told him, I have told him, he's talked about moving in together. And I've told him that, you know, I don't shack up with my boyfriend. If we're going to live together, we have to be engaged.
Very good.
Well, he's talking about engagement now, but it's almost like as a business deal, like to save money and it'll help us both financially versus romantically.
That's called getting ready. I hear him getting ready to marry you.
Okay. So I should relax, even though it's not.
Wait a minute. Is it too soon for you to get engaged?
No, it's not. This is our second time around. We previously dated for 9 months. We broke up for 8 months. And now we've rekindled and we're going on 3 months back together.
Tell me, why are you dragging your feet?
I want to make sure that he's in love with me and he doesn't want to marry me just as a business deal. It feels kind of cold.
I got news for you. Yoo-hoo, darling. Men marry when they sign papers that say they're going to spend money. Mm. Harvard did a big study, and I always remind people, in the 90s, they wanted to know why people mate and why they marry. Mating is no legal document. Marriage is a legal document. So they asked 10,000 people in the 90s, why did you mate, why did you marry? Two-thirds of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability, a home, family. One-third of men mate and marry for status and financial security. I married to her, and her dad owned that company that I work for. So he's the wife and she's the husband because she's backed by the banker dad. Two-thirds of women mate and marry for status, I'm Mrs. So-and-so, and financial stability so they can play with the kids. One-third of women mate and marry for sexual and sensual comfort. They're called cougars. Now, what you're doing is you've got a man that wants to negotiate money. The two biggest games on the planet are negotiating sex and negotiating money. So why is it you don't want to negotiate the two biggest things in a marriage if you want to get married?
I do. I think I am overthinking it, and I think I'm being too cautious.
Is that you being a woman or a man?
That's me being a man.
Absolutely. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Oh, I have them all. Literally, I have them all. I wouldn't be here had I not read your book. Dr. Pat, this is the farthest I've ever gotten in a relationship.
Then you have not got to chapter 14 about negotiating time, space, money, and play.
I need to reread it.
I've got news for you. You want to believe that marriage is a fun experience. It isn't. It's a business that is better than being alone.
Okay. Okay, so I get it. It is a business transaction.
Somebody? What?
Yes, I do want to be married to someone. I get that it's a business. It is a business deal. It's a business transaction. I think I wanted it to be more of a romantic idea than such a business
idea. What a wonderful idea. That's the best thing that a therapist can ever hear, and a lawyer. You know why? Because you have
why?
No business laws for your relationship.
Okay. All right.
Pre-engagement, premarital, these are all business contracts that will help you continue to upgrade. I always tell people, before you get engaged, have a session on Chapter 14. How do I want to be with you on time? How do I want to be with you living with you? How do I want to be with you money-wise? How do I want to be with you sexually and not sexually? What you're wanting to do is you want to forget that governments are built on marriages, countries, everything. And the reason that things are not going well today is people are not negotiating. They're intimidating. If you don't do this, I'm going to do that. We just went through the Me Too sessions, you see?
Yeah.
So I suggest you negotiate time, space, money, and play.
Okay. Yeah, because he told me yesterday that he was talking to his mom about me and that we should start looking at a place or start considering, you know, moving
That's
in together.
Exactly right.
And I told him... Okay. And then when he says things like that, do I say, hey, well, you know, you got to put a ring on it, or say, like, I'm happy to negotiate that once we're engaged?
No, I suggest you negotiate before you're engaged and get engaged if you've got a good contract.
But, like, as far as, like, moving in together and moving forward with that.
I want you not to move in until you have a good contract that you've negotiated with the ring on your finger.
That's what I'm getting at. So negotiate, get engaged, and then we can move forward and move in.
There you go.
Okay.
Remember,
I got it.
A contract is simply a meeting of the minds. So, you know, that way you know you're both on the same space and page, if you will.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good.
That's what I needed.
Excellent.
Awesome. All Thanks right. for calling.
Until
Let us know how
time.
It goes.
I will.
Hello.
I'm here. All right. That was good. And I think that's one of the things people don't understand. And it would be lovely if it was Ivory Towers and Hearts and Flowers. And
hello.
Yeah,
hi. Hey, we've got
I'm so excited.
You're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, yes. Sorry, I called later than usual and I was scared that, you know, I was too late. Yes, I do have a question. I've been single for a few months. I just kind of had a bit of an injury afterwards and I just got back into dating. And I went on a few, a nice gentleman went on a few dates with me. And, I was just wondering, is it possible for someone to be defective where, like, physically, where I don't feel chemistry with anyone? Is that possible at all, or I just need to
Wait
keep
minute.
On looking?
You may be very... See, your body will be attracted to a man that is chemically like your dad, but unlike
mm-hmm.
your dad. So there's mm-hmm. diversification. Oxytocin
yes.
is a bonding chemistry that occurs between people that are pheromonally bonded to each other. It's the smelling of the chemistry mm-hmm. in bodies. So mm-hmm. you may not be chemically attracted to many people, but the ones you are the ones that you can build with, because your bodies like each other. Now you've got to find
yes.
out if your brain likes each other, mm-hmm. you see, and if you're compatible yeah. in your goals. So,
yeah.
have you ever been chemically attracted to a human being?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Wildly. So I
know what
that
feels
like.
Is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Okay.
So that's what makes me kind of worried, because, you know, I go on a lot of events through my work, and I meet a lot of new people all the time, and some of them are very nice and good-looking and,
so
you know, successful.
Do you want to negotiate with somebody and build a relationship? Or are
not
you
at
like
this moment. No, there's no one.
Who doesn't want, she doesn't like the idea of a business-like negotiation. There's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear. If you don't do it my way, I'm going to punish you. We just did that with our culture. Me too is mm-hmm. the result. Seduction. How could you do this to me? And negotiate. Look, you have a right to want that, but I'm not comfortable doing that. I'm not comfortable with casual sex. So if that's what it takes to be with you, we're not compatible. You see? So intimidate with fear, seduce with guilt and shame. Guilt is for what you do and shame is for who you are. And negotiate
mm-hmm.
with love.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're 51%, get your hands up. Get your right hand up.
Okay, it's up.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
I will never commit to a finite, fallible human being.
I will never commit to a finite, fallible human being.
I will commit to the relationship.
I will commit to the relationship.
With a finite, fallible human being.
With a finite, fallible human being. I love negotiation.
I will do my half. And I hope to God they do theirs.
And I hope to God they do theirs.
Now, how do you like that statement? Nobody
is
marrying. Trust me. You've got to negotiate
I love it.
Compatibility. And that's chapter
mm-hmm.
14 in the book, Getting to I Do.
Yeah, I've read it. I love negotiation, and I know that it works, because my last relationship of 10 months was probably the most, it just helped so much to know these tools, and they helped. And the conflicts weren't as bad as they normally would have been had I not been using the tools. I just know that for sure. So
All
I think
right.
negotiation is very good. I'm just worried
Good.
That I'm not feeling, you know, I'm not feeling how I should know I should be feeling, the chemistry.
I got news to you. Your body has a right to be selective.
But what if I'm too selective? I'll be like 100 by the time
you
I meet
you.
You
see what I'm saying? But chemistry is the glue. There are
people
who go in and out of love, but they stay together because their bodies are bonded to each other.
Yeah, it's very, very
All
powerful.
Right.
I know firsthand it's very powerful.
Okay.
So just, I'll just keep looking.
No, you'll keep smelling.
Keep smelling, yes, sorry. That's what I meant, you know,
pheromones
looking as in going out more.
Chemistry on the body goes through the mouth, through the palate, to the Jacobson's organ, which is where the third eye is in India, between your forehead
mm-hmm.
and your eyes. So when you're attracted, you produce chemistry that bonds you.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
There are men who don't produce vasopressin, and they cannot bond to one woman. So I
heard recently
that they're going to start taking blood tests of little baby boys when they're born to find out if they're deprived of vasopressin.
And can they fix it when they're little?
Yes, I guess so. That's what they're thinking of.
That's incredible. That's so amazing.
You're
oh, my God.
Kidding.
I can't say if they started doing it now. Yeah, like imagine what 20 years from now is going to look like.
I heard it on the radio. And
wow,
where it comes from is they studied boils, which are little rodent-like animals. There are country boils mm-hmm. and city boils. Country mm-hmm. boil males have vasopressin. City boil, V-O-I-L-E-S, do not have it. So the mm-hmm. country ones can stay at the nest and help the female take care of the little ones. But in the city, they don't stay with the female.
Mm. You know, I know someone, I've known him for about 12 years now, this guy, just a friend. And it was funny because it seemed like I was the only female who was immune to his charms. Everybody else loved him. I don't know why. But he can't commit, not just to a woman. He can't commit to anything. He can't commit to a job, a workplace, I should say.
That may be a physical event.
I think so. Because he's not a bad person. As a friend, he's a good friend.
I never said he was a bad person. There are a lot of men that are not monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be chemically depleted. They may not make enough vasopressin to commit to a person.
Oh, that's sad.
Got it?
Yeah, I understand.
I was just thinking
with the the DNA, the dad, because my dad had a very rare blood type. It's the rarest blood type. And, you know, my mom had mentioned it, and I thought, oh, no, maybe this is the problem. Because he has such a rare DNA that now I'm looking for it in other people, and I can't find it.
I got news for you. Why don't you just wait till somebody triggers your oxytocin?
What do you mean, wait? I should still go on dates, correct?
I want you to date looking for the man whose chemistry turns you on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I will.
Go for it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I will. I'll report back.
Oh, caller, did you just also say you just recently had surgery?
Kind of, yeah. So it's been several months, but it's not healing. I mean, it's healed fine. Like, you can't tell anything's wrong, but it was a shoulder. My range of motion is not quite back yet. But for the most part, it's all right. It's just, do you think that has anything to do with that?
I think anytime you have surgery, especially if you've been put under anesthesia, it's a stressor on the body and it can alter your hormones and things like that. So maybe you just need a little more recovery time and just date. Maybe it's just a matter of that. I know I recently had surgery. I didn't feel myself for a while with respect to that aspect at all. I was like, I'm not interested. I was more concerned with what was happening with, you know, my surgery, which was on my foot, than I was really anything else. So
yeah. Oh, I was like that for about 2 months.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
yeah.
You may not be all the way back yet, but so I wouldn't worry as much as
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd give you some time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Speaking of hormones, do you think, because I'm taking birth control as well, do you think birth control can also affect that?
Everything affects everything.
Yeah. Sure, because it hormones are, birth control is hormones, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should go off of them. I don't really need them anyways. I just had some weird, several months ago, I had a weird like disbalance with my period, and they were like, oh, just take these for a few months. I'm like, okay, so maybe I should stop.
Maybe you should talk to
Helen Fisher, who was head of she wrote a book, Why Him, Why Her, and she has a section in there about the chemistry. Okay?
I'll check it out. Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
Thanks, Carla.
Thanks so much.
Call back soon.
I will. Thank
Good.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Beautiful.
Do we have another person?
I'm asking our switchboard if we have time for another call and see what they say. Let me see. All right. So we do have a couple of questions. This is kind of an interesting one from one of our male audience members. I've been accused of being effeminate and of being what's labeled as a soy boy. I don't know if that's true. I'm not attracted to men, but what could be causing this, and is it a turnoff to women? How can I fix it?
What I'm hearing is that you're an alpha and that you basically work out of your brain and your heart. And because of that, you have difficulty finding other alphas that are dualistic as you are. Alphas do not do too well with betas who are either brain or heart. So everybody is a combination of brain and heart, and it depends on your audience whether they like you or they don't like you. But alphas need to be with the alphas, which are people whose brain and heart often duel with each other.
So I love
just
that.
Find people like yourself.
Hey, Dr. Allen, it's time for us to go. What you got to say before we leave?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Beautiful. Hey, everybody, come back and be with us again next week. We love you all. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.